Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Hi there, welcome to this episode of Safety School. I'm your host, Richard Collins. In this episode, we're going to tackle the question, what is a near miss? There are slightly different variations of the term near miss floating around, but in the UK, the Health and Safety Executive have defined it as an event that doesn't cause harm, but has the potential to either cause injury or ill health. So near misses are events that don't cause harm, but the key point is that they have the potential to. So they're not accidents, but they could easily have been accidents if the circumstances or indeed the outcome had been slightly different. Let's give a simple example, and I always think a forklift is always a great point to start as a means of demonstrating an example when you're talking about different terms. If we had a pallet load on a forklift truck being lifted by the operator, and for whatever reason it gets unbalanced and falls off the forks and hits the ground. In the case of this particular instance, no one has been injured, but what you have to ask yourself is, was there a significant chance that someone could have been? Unless the area within which the forklift was operating was completely out of bounds to other staff and visitors, then there's probably going to be a significant risk that someone could have been struck by the materials falling off the forks. If that was the case, it would definitely be considered a near miss. It's a potential accident that was narrowly avoided just through circumstance or good luck. Much of the time, people are quite reluctant to report near misses due to the fact that they may be viewed as having done something wrong or not carried out a process properly, and so on. Of course, near misses are very much nearly always unintentional, but what we have to realise is that they can be really powerful learning opportunities. They shouldn't be ignored, but they should be used as a positive tool to help reduce risk going forward into the future. Near misses are, in fact, a very normal part of life, and if you think about the context of it outside of work, there's very few people that could say truthfully that they've never had a near miss in their daily lives. Near misses happen a lot more than you might think. If you've ever felt like you had a lucky escape or a close call, something could have hurt you, but luckily it didn't, then that was probably a near miss. Think about it. Have you ever went across the road but had to take a step back because there was an oncoming speeding vehicle? Near miss. Have you ever stepped outside your car or your house in the winter and slipped on ice, but seemingly got away with it? That's a near miss. Have you ever tried to lift something up off the ground, then suddenly realizing how heavy it actually was, just to stop in time before you injured your back? Again, that's a near miss. Each of those three scenarios could potentially result in an injury, and there are certain actions that we take immediately, almost subconsciously, to avoid those types of things from happening again. Of course, we don't pay much heed to these things usually whenever they happen in our day-to-day lives, and we just continually risk assess and adjust as we see necessary and continue doing what we're trying to do, whatever that may be. When it comes down to it, most of us don't want to intentionally injure ourselves, let's face it. So I encourage you to have a think about what you do in your day-to-day life where you're continually risk assessing and adjusting to try and reduce the risk of you having an accident either now or in the future. And it should be no different in the workplace, although we do need to take a slightly more formal approach to those types of events. The main difference being that you have a legal obligation to look after your colleagues or your employees, and we should, as a means of good practice, be investigating such events to assess whether there's an opportunity to improve. Ideally, you should have some mechanism in your workplace to record the circumstances surrounding a near miss, and then that'll allow you to identify and track actions to help improve the current state of the environment that you're working in. As no one is physically hurt in a near miss event, there's generally no legal requirement to report or record it, certainly not in the UK, unless it is deemed to be what's known as a dangerous occurrence. And if you are in the UK, I would suggest looking up the Health and Safety Executive's website just to see a bit more detail around what a dangerous occurrence actually is. So what can we learn from a near miss? Well, near misses usually indicate that something has went wrong. That may be slightly wrong or very wrong. That's why it's important to ask questions about the causes of any incident, as in the example we just shown. Why did that material fall off the pallet? Was the load balanced, and did the forklift driver assess and plan the lift that he was about to do? Is the actual operator appropriately trained or qualified to be carrying out the activity? Was there anyone close by that could have been injured? Etc. etc. There's many questions that could be asked in any given scenario, and root cause investigation techniques such as a 5-why analysis can be used to help you identify the main reasons for the causation of incidents, and those could be sort of the types of things that you would use to help you narrow down where your problems are coming from. The root causes can vary widely and might include anything from improper training to unsuitable equipment being used, a lack of planning, as we mentioned in the question, inadequate maintenance being carried out, and failure of the equipment, and so on and so on. And while it's never possible to eliminate all risks entirely, a near miss is an event that suggests that risks aren't really controlled as well as they should be, and that you should proactively try to improve the current state. Should you investigate every near miss? Well, if you don't have a near miss reporting system in place in your business, then it's likely that near misses are happening. You can't have any guarantee over the regularity of those, but you won't know about them, so you can't take any action. If this is the case, then you may not hear about a problem or an issue until someone is actually injured, and by that stage, of course, it's too late. If the near misses are reported, it means that you can assess them, give them priority as you see fit, and take whatever actions you need to. Just because you have a near miss reported doesn't mean that you need a fully fledged incident investigation. It just needs to be resourced as appropriate to the risk that's involved and done in a proportionate way, which is obviously your decision within your own business. By putting a near miss reporting system in place and building a culture where people can report, you can investigate what went wrong proactively, look at what caused the near miss, and put in immediate prevention measures and containment actions to stop any further risk to people until you can delve a little bit deeper into what is actually going on. If you don't take any action, the likelihood is that the same near miss will happen over and over again. If you take the example of a forklift truck, if you had numerous instances of the materials falling off the forks, then as you can imagine, over time, the probability of someone actually being injured will continue to increase. And of course, that's not what we want to see happening. Building trust and a strong reporting culture within an organization and amongst your team is fundamental to taking a proactive approach to health and safety. And the difference between outcomes with a positive reporting culture versus a culture where issues are ignored can be very, very significant, as we've just discussed. And that takes us back to the safety triangle, or Heinrich's triangle theory, where it's stipulated that the more unsafe acts and near misses that we actually have means that there will be a proportionate increase in the number of injuries and also fatalities that occur as a result. So taking the opportunity to improve your current state with the information that you've gained from a near miss is one key way to stop near misses of a similar nature from happening again in the future, and therefore subsequent injuries or fatalities from occurring. Just to finish this off then, let's look at a near miss example and see how active reporting can sort of impact in a practical sense. So if we take the example of, let's call this guy Graham. He's an employee at a motor parts assembly factory, and one day he's carrying out his work, he slips on some oil that has been leaked onto the factory floor. Thankfully, Graham is young, he's fit, he plays football at the weekends, and his physical fitness and agility means that when he slips, he's able to hold his balance and doesn't fall to the floor. As a result, he doesn't come to any physical harm. And as he's very busy on this particular day, he decides not to report the issue and gets on with his work to make sure he gets done whatever it is that he needs to get done. Fortunately, Graham's team have a daily catch-up meeting in the work area where their team leader normally asks about safety. As she does daily, his supervisor asks, have there been any incidents, accidents, or near misses to report? As his supervisor mentions the incidents, accidents, and near misses, it triggers Graham's memory of what happened the day before. And due to the culture that's been built up within the company, the open reporting, the teamwork ethic that they have, Graham feels like he should mention the near miss, not only for his own sake, but for the sake of his fellow employees and colleagues. And although it took a supervisor to ask the question to trigger his memory on it, Graham was commended for the reporting of the near miss. A subsequent investigation found that the oil supply system to the assembly line had several leaks across the whole factory, and these were causing an ongoing slip risk to the rest of the workers. As a result, Management took immediate action to resolve the leak issues and contain any risk that existed. They also decided to enhance the preventative maintenance regime for the supply system to make sure that ongoing problems were minimised. In addition to that, the investigation team found that the type of flooring that they have in the factory isn't really suitable for the application, so they put in a proposal to install a non-slip floor across the whole factory to help mitigate risk going forward. As you can see, the investigation from quite an innocuous event, such as a slip where no one was injured, can result in quite significant outcomes. But how could this have been different? In this particular scenario, it was fortunate that Graham reported it in time. Had a less able-bodied member of staff slipped in the oil, they could have very easily have fell with force and potentially ended up breaking a hand, wrist, or even a hip. And this demonstrates not only the importance of reporting a near miss, but also in having an active and open reporting culture within your workplace. Near misses can often appear to be very minor incidents, but under slightly different circumstances, the outcome could have been much worse. One thing to remember is that near miss reporting should be seen as a positive thing and shouldn't be used to play the blame game, which sometimes it is. By reporting a near miss, workers are taking the time to let you know about a problem. They're putting forward ideas for improvement, and by doing so, they're helping to create a better health and safety culture, and that's a good thing. Don't forget, a near miss is an event that could have caused harm. If you don't investigate it, you're missing an opportunity to prevent a future accident. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.